Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, we are now nearly 3 weeks into the Atlantic hurricane season, and so far, no storms. But the powerful hurricanes of past years, along with a boom in development, have hammered the shrimping industry in parts of South Carolina, places where you can still hear snatches of the Gullah language spoken by descendants of the slaves who once labored in the fields and on the docks. Eileen LeBlanc found one shrimper off the coast of the Sea Islands who's preparing to hang up his nets.
The last boat is coming in today as the sun is getting low. Only 3 boats come in with their catch these days, but there used to be over 20 boats tying up at the docks, including the 4 girls named for the children of Captain Robert Pope.
You did this caught. Big shrimp, pretty shrimp. Go looking out and look at it.
The catch is pretty good today, maybe 500 to 600 pounds.
We'll wash the deck.
The shrimp got pretty big over here for a while, but it's slowly going away.
Charles Gay and his family own the Gay Fish Company of Frogmore, South Carolina. His family has been trawling these waters since 1948, and Marty Curran and her family have been buying shrimp almost as long.
My mother and Mrs. Gay, she would sit on a stool, maybe that stool right there, and check us out. And they would just talk.
So Curran's upset by the for sale sign down by the dirt road entrance.
And I'm hoping a miracle will take place and somebody would come in and buy it and keep it going.
Miracles have happened before. After recent hurricanes trashed the docks, the community raised money and a good portion of the docks were rebuilt by volunteers with donated lumber. But it wasn't enough.
Even when we were in our heyday, we could not produce enough to fight it.
The it Charles Gay refers to is imported shrimp. Even here in South Carolina, in restaurants just a frisbee toss to the Atlantic, you may eat shrimp from such Asian countries as Indonesia.
The imports started controlling the price of the shrimp. If you're getting $3 for your shrimp and you're paying $3.50 for fuel and you still got to pay a crew member, you tear a net up, you blow an engine up, you might as well just throw the towel in and go home.
Charles Gay started shrimping here with his father. And when the boy asked, how long are we going to shrimp today? The answer was always, can see to can't see. Or from first light in the morning until it's too dark to trawl anymore.
Hey, how's it going today?
All right. Hey, how are you?
Gay greets Dakota Merck, a biologist with the South Carolina Department of Natural Resources.
So right now I am seeing what size these shrimp are that he just recently caught. And I'm checking to see the species as well. We do this to try to get a better idea of the forecast for the upcoming season for any kind of commercial shrimping.
The state controls the season and closes waters that are not healthy, such as after a storm when runoff is bad. And runoff has gotten worse with all the development on the coast. Charles Gay points to the next barrier island over.
Barrier islands, that's what they are. When I was a little boy, Harbor Island was nothing but a big beach with some little old myrtle bushes that big on it. Look at it now.
Condos, golf courses, beach villas. But the good life has not been so good for the environment. Add to that vacationers and sport fishermen.
They don't carry any trash cans with them. They don't carry a porta potty with them. And I'm not trying to be nasty by any means. But go out there and drink beer for 8 or 9 hours and throw a cast net. I need to say more?
Charles Gay says it's over for him, though he still seems to have fun every day. He has a large family and a grandson studying business who would love to take over the company.
I don't want him to.
Why?
It's too hard a life. You don't ever know from day to day what you're going to have tomorrow. It's not here anymore. And I think it's going to take several generations before it ever comes back. If it comes back at all, because of the population growth and the changes in the climate and all of that.
So the sale sign stands at the end of the dirt road, next to the flag waving open, for now.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. For NPR News, I'm Eileen LeBlanc in Beaufort, South Carolina.